علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood. And currently we are focusing mostly on the first and second sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the circumstances that were present at the time of the coming of the messengers and prophets. And we shared a reminiscence with the present day era, where we see that the same issues that were occurring before the coming of the messengers, today also we see those same circumstances coming. And therefore, we are also in need of guidance, just like the times of the previous generations were in need of that guidance. And of course, our situation is different because the final messenger has already come. So in the absence of these messengers, how do we get that guidance? The most important thing is to receive that guidance. About that guidance, inshallah, I will come and explain about that very soon. But for now, the important thing is to understand those circumstances in which we were as human beings at the time of the coming of the messengers, and also compare it with the situation of today, and we see that similarity is there, especially the aspect of confusion, the aspect of different human beings, everyone having a different idea about reality, and that idea about reality actually influencing the way they act in life, and then leading to that disunity that we see that there is today. Inshallah, when we come back, we're going to discuss more about this.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about this issue of confusion, we say that many of the communities and many of the countries of the world, many people of the world, many nations, they were in this state. They started to struggle and fight against the colonial authorities. But then the colonial powers, they decided to change their tactics, and they used a softer approach, which meant that they would aim at the minds and the hearts and the souls of the people, and not forcefully and coercingly try and control people's lands. And this was a very, very accepted, very, very much, you can say, a fulfilled plan by them. So they had so many independent countries of the world, but are truly just dependent countries, unfortunately, because of that cultural war, that cultural influence of some of the Western countries on these various nations. And therefore, from these nations, we find a few nations that were able to have steadfastness against this cultural invasion. One of them was, of course, the Islamic Republic of Iran, which came up with a new system. In fact, a system that was quite strong, that could challenge the systems that exist in the world today. And that was the system of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Islamic Revolution. And this revolution is based on very firm fundamental principles, and it is something that is going to be able to challenge properly the cultural invasion that the West is trying to wage on different countries of the world. The only thing is that is to realize that before the Islamic Revolution, Iran faced quite similar circumstances. A large group of the people, you'd notice, did not have that, you can say that insight and that awareness and that astuteness with regards to political issues. And they were culturally influenced by the West and the Western hegemonic powers. And therefore, the country was quite malleable under the hands of the hegemonic powers. So they needed something to remove this hegemony, and that was the revolution.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when the revolution happened, it came up with an apparatus that truly was, revolutionary in its essence. It didn't accept elements of the Western society into itself. On the one hand, it was able to quite, deftly control the environment in such a way that some of the positive aspects of the Western academia and Western, technology was able to be introduced inside, and the other aspects, unwanted aspects, were quite easily thwarted because of the way Islam is, the way monotheism is, the teachings of monotheism, the teachings of Islam and Quran, and the way the Shia Islamic system works is that it wouldn't allow that cultural influence of the West. And now we had a very powerful challenge. And this challenge goes on. And we see the challenge happening today even. And because of that challenge is what we see today, that the Western world and some of the hegemonic powers are, brought to their knees with regards to trying and controlling Iran. They cannot, because that cultural apparatus that exists within the Iranian society that was inspired by the revolution is so strong that it can buffer the effect of this cultural invasion. And this cultural invasion is a multifold and multifaceted, attack from these hegemonic powers. It's not just a one-sided attack. It is from all sides. It's like a hybrid war, which includes a little bit of hard power, but a large amount of soft power. And this needs a very strong, cultural base to be able to defend it. And luckily, alhamdulillah, this cultural base is there. So we need that. We need to be able to receive that guidance in different times of different parts of our lives. The prophetic guidance to be able to have that steadfastness in the right direction. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه